I shouldn't do. Especially when it came to attending church, I've heard it all. Don't drink alcohol. Don't cuss. Don't have sex before marriage. No fighting. You know, be an all-around good girl, and now, as of this date, a good woman. But when I look back on everything that I've been through, the trials, the tribulations, even though I did abide by all of that, I got the worst fucking deal. In my young adult life, I had my mind and body broken by corruption and betrayal. And to this date, my health has been compromised by this as well. Yet, when I made the choice to be a bullhorn for those that were afraid to speak up, I was labeled a troublemaker, minion of the devil, and that I should let God guide me. Well, following that, not everything worked out for me. I prayed. I fasted. Hell, I even attended Bible study. I did what I could on a religious aspect to gain a foothold on what was happening to me. I cried every night wondering what the hell I was doing wrong. I slipped into a deep depression, caught in my own web of uncertainty and fear. Until 2018, when I almost wasn't here. Through a series of health issues that very well could have ended my life, I realized that the very premise of miracles lie in all of us. Not many will be as bold when it comes to speaking the truth and not being afraid of what can happen to them. But I could tell you right now, I'm one of those people. I'm the one who would tell you to your face if you're not doing right by humanity. And I don't mean those bullshit videos about donating to a cause. Yes, I donated to a cause, but the issue itself had gotten worse. Then, they needed more funding because the damn situation didn't fix itself, nor did it fix the ongoing issue to begin with. So, I'm a little bit confused as to why such donations are constantly needed when, in all reality, all we really need is to find our empathy again. Dreams tell us in one way or another that we may have to change certain behaviors in order for that emptiness to stay away. Sometimes there are different symbolisms in dreams, some that we don't really pay attention to, and most times we dismiss because we call it just dreams. But what if I were to tell you that some dreams that you had, that you could recall, weren't dreams? That you saw a version, or you were a version of yourself, in a different reality. Maybe we should start listening. Maybe we should start observing more. Right? But that's just me. I'm a pretty weird gal, but I got a lot of love for the people on this plane. And I weep for those that have been taken by force. Until next time, this is Beatrice Harris for Season 9, Humanist Rising for Cosmic Collision. Stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.